a word for you from 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19. But God's firm foundation stands, bearing the seal. The Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. The context of this is talk about doctrine that is so dangerous that it has spread like gangrene, Paul says, and is warning Timothy, avoid these people, they are dangerous, and he mentions them even by name. Their particular doctrine, their bee in their bonnet, the one that they regarded as so important was that the resurrection had already happened. And we Christians who are not sure, who perhaps weren't grounded in the Word of God, started believing them. And Paul says it spreads like gangrene, like cancer, we could say today. In other words, a shaking in the church. And yet Paul says, nevertheless, still God's firm foundation stands, even if others, through speaking about doctrine, perhaps highlighting even true doctrine, but it is not the emphasis of the Holy Spirit at that time. But it is a doctrine which can cause people to be so obsessed with it that they do swerve from the truth, as Paul says about these people. Nevertheless, God's foundation stands firm. God is not moved. God is not upset. He isn't nervous and stressed out by the shaking foundations in the world. And we need to therefore be on God's foundation, this firm, unshakable foundation. Are you on God's foundation or are you shaky? Are you being blown around by every gust of wind? Or are you on the firm foundation of God's Word and what He has to say? That is what is important, not the words of people like Hymenaeus and Philetus who spread talk. And that is why Paul is emphasizing this to Timothy, and he's reminding him, and he says, now you remind the believers of this, charge them before God not to quarrel about words. That is what is important for us even in this age, perhaps especially in this church age, to be careful that words don't upset our faith, but that we rather stay firm on the unshakable foundation of God.